Well, welcome to the Insight Hour. It's Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, and 9 o'clock Pacific. It's time for some insight. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Every week we join you thanks to wonderful sponsors that we have and your support for the sponsors themselves. HealthyWorldDistributing.com, a source of books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, everything you want to know about, not just simply current events and what's really behind the news, some of which we'll talk about tonight, but also the ways in which you can protect yourself from the current and coming plagues, an important topic in an age where there's a lot of economic stress and strain, and people are also disturbed about the biologicals that are coming out of the labs and all sorts of places, such as, they say, the avian flu coming to get you from places such as Asia. Well, we're going to talk about things like that tonight a little bit. We're going to also talk about some wonderful news about what's really going to take place that's going to transform this entire planet, to uplift our spirits, to uplift our voices and unify our voices so that we can literally transform what ails us, what ails our planet, what ails our political system. Of course, you've probably been watching the news recently that the administration of Barack Obama is coming in and is not particularly changing too much. Well, what else is new? We knew that. We saw it. There was nothing basically new under the sun. And history repeats itself when you don't learn history. And we haven't learned, apparently, that we don't vote for people that we don't want to have in office simply because there's no better choice. Ultimately, we're response-able. And if we choose to not be response-able, then we suffer the consequences. So we've got Hillary coming in as Secretary of State. We've got the same old in the war machine, in the Pentagon, and ultimately it's going to be interesting to see the toll that that takes on humanity globally. Anyway, we're talking tonight about a couple new things. I wanted to just point out for folks who have not joined us, and don't know too much about Dr. Len Horowitz, basically what we do here on the Insight Hour every week, what I'm best known for is bringing to you the greatest risks to your health and your happiness, your well-being and your family, those, your loved ones who you care so much about. Well, my office gets about 4 or 5 calls a day these days from people who are concerned about children and grandchildren who have been vaccinated and intoxicated with everything from mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde and formalin. That's the stuff that you preserve corpses with that are being injected into humanity's bloodstreams. Of course, the Bible says that the life is in the blood. That's a quote. Well, if the life is in the blood, then why inject it with foreign RNA and DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and in the case of smallpox vaccine, cow pus, and expect any good to come out of that? What happened to the levels of faith and trust that we have in our glorious Creator who designed everything in the universe to perfection and total balance holistically beyond the reaches of the wildest imaginations, and yet we on planet Earth, we call ourselves civilized and intelligent and engaged in advanced science and technology? We, who are so egocentric in our abilities, really have been poisoning us and our children. And I'd like to share with you a press release that's just been issued from Tetrahedron Publishing Group. Of course, the publishing company that have supported me, my work, and through your purchases of the books, my 16 books to date. My latest book is called Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. And it has nothing to do with the movie. It has nothing to do with the religious debate about Da Vinci and or Mary Magdalene. Everything that was nonsensical and a distraction off of what the really greatest truths to set humanity free was essentially perpetrated as ongoing to divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. You separate Christian from non-Christian and Muslim from Jew. That's how they get to you, is dividing the sheeple to conquer the flock. Anyway, the fact is that we've got a Centers for Disease Control, which is actually misnamed. It should be Centers for Disease Creation and the United States Congress secreting vaccine mercury reports. And experts now have exposed this lucrative American genocide, including yours truly. So I want to just share with you this press release that issued today. If you're not part of the family, our extended family in this community of people globally, we invite you to go online to healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com, and sign up for the newsletter and the news reports and the press releases. And if you were already signed up, you would have received this that I'm going to be sharing with you right now, press release from Sandpoint, Idaho, where I sit tonight. And Reverend Roxy Hampton, of course, is engaged politically, so those of you who, like myself, miss her, well, I'm sure you can appreciate she's got her hands full with the new political position that she holds as a key administrator in the county of Hawaii, the big main county on the biggest island of Hawaii, on the big island of Hawaii, that is Hilo County. The whole Puna district is largely now going to be blessed by the councilwoman for which our co-host on this program is now serving. At any rate, let me share with you, issuing from Sandpoint, Idaho tonight, this release that has just gone out. Congressional investigators and federal health officials have secreted a report prepared by experts proving vaccine mercury is harming children far worse than previously known. The thimerosal VSD study phase one document was secreted in the year 2000, and subsequent congressional hearings and news reports neglected it. The study conducted by scientists commissioned by the Centers for Disease Control, that's CDC, Centers for Disease Creation, shows statistically significant links between vaccine-injected mercury and, quote, neurological developmental disorders, end quote, including misery, depression, and suicide by our nation's youth. Additional links to autism were strongly suggested by the data that heavily discourages the use of the drug thimerosal, containing mercury used for vaccine stability and sterility. The official documents are literally marked, quote, confidential, do not copy or release, end quote. They were obtained by class action attorneys through Freedom of Information petitions and posted this week on the Internet, attached to a filmed commentary by yours truly, public health expert Dr. Leonard Horowitz. The iMovie is currently viewable on YouTube. This is an obvious vaccination genocide. It is gross criminal negligence and murderous official malfeasance that this report was secreted by congressional investigators and public health prosecutors is hideous. These are traitors. They have purposefully manipulated and impaired now millions of American children. And the economic burden, think about it, of caring for these children and our families now, special needs with caring for these children for generations will be completely catastrophic. The VSD study data was referenced in 2003 by researchers publishing in the Journal of the American Physicians and Surgeons. Then, their wonderful report, the Geyer Group, was rebutted by the American Academy of Pediatrics, the prostitutes for the drug industrialists, commissioned to establish vaccination schedules on behalf of the vaccine industry. The rebuttal failed to note the VSD data had been sequestered, buried. Then they used that lacking availability to argue inadequacy of the data that the Geers used with which to condemn mercury as the cause of skyrocketing rates of autism. Now you know, folks, how the scam in the world of health science is operated. They hide the data, then they claim that there's no data to prove any which way about any particular hypothesis. What a way to go. Now, genocide is defined as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and or ideology. All motives are evident in this vaccination atrocity, with powerful drug lobbyists conspiring with corrupt health officials to profit by injecting children with mercury. This is why most health workers and school administrators still believe this practice is safe rather than dangerous and damaging. They simply bury the evidence, and they hush it up in both the scientific, trade, professional journals, as well as the mainstream media. Now, you know that I have a Harvard degree in public health, and that I have been knighted for my humanitarian efforts on behalf of raising consumer health protection and vaccination risk awareness. Now, you should know that from my heart, I've got to tell you that you must watch the documentary film I produced called In Lies We Trust. If you have not gotten that film yet, it is available. Just like last holiday season, it's available right now, this holiday season, on the internet for a free viewing. It's on Google, the full-length version, and it's in 16 parts on YouTube. It is called In Lies We Trust, and I'm going to give you a toll-free number to call if you'd like to make a donation for a DVD, a double DVD disc of this particular documentary film. It's most important. In Lies We Trust covers the government's immunization agenda and its ongoing televised propaganda that is clearly genocidal. Massive amounts of money off of humanity's suffering is being made here by the drug industrialists, with the puppet politicians simply going along with this hideous genocidal atrocity. So get the film In Lies We Trust by calling toll-free 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. And I pray that you'll do this. I pray that you will make as many copies of it, because there's no copyright restrictions on it. We've done that purposefully. We want you to save as many lives as quickly as possible by making copies of this and getting it out to everybody so that they can literally see the proof that absolutely certifies that the drug industrialists are pulling the political strings, and those political strings then are pulling the vaccination agenda along, intoxicating our nation's youth and every single one of us that has unfortunately been vaccinated. We've been had big time, and the mass amount of suffering today, the health problems of today, the major plagues of today, everything from the cancers to the autoimmune diseases, are largely, if not mostly or exclusively, associated with the vaccine contaminants, the vaccine injuries. Now, regarding another vaccine-administered genocide, I think it's very important, given that we're now looking at President-elect Barack Obama, that his longtime minister and spiritual counsel, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, told reporters at the National Press Club, quote, "I believe our government is capable of doing anything," end quote. Of course, you remember he was demonized for saying that. He was demonized for claiming that HIV/AIDS is a man-made biological weapon. In fact, an Anglo-American genocidal tool to attack mostly people of color. He made that claim. His claim was based on the fact that he was well-read, he's spiritually guided, he's sincere, he tells the truth, and isn't it interesting that President now-elect Barack Obama ran away from his longtime minister and spiritual counsel for this particular articulation? But he recommended, Reverend Wright did, that you read a book that I wrote many years ago called Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. Again, this is the holiday season. You want to really wake up those doctors that are committing genocide under the guise of public health and injecting foreign RNA, foreign DNA, all these certified neurotoxins and carcinogens into our children's bloodstreams? You want to wake them up? Well, you know, you can't do it, obviously, with Bible thumping. They haven't woken up to the fact that our faith in the Creator is foremost, and you give your faith over to a medical deity or the world of science, and you are on a losing team. But you can thump them over the head with a huge, thick volume, about 550 pages of the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, that best explains the origin of what we now call HIV/AIDS. It best explains the origin of what we now have as a hepatitis B and hepatitis C pandemic. It best explains all of these hideous atrocities that we have affecting our children, from the chronic draining ear infections to the eczema and the skin irritations and the allergies and the asthmatics. And all of this is associated with hypersensitivity reactions in the immunization arena. The immune system is whacked out because of the injection of the aluminum, the mercury, the formaldehyde, the formalin, the MSG, all of the other, besides heavy metals, foreign proteins from all of these extraneous sources. The Bible tells you do not inject. Do not mix the blood. Do not mix the seed. Do not, says the book of Leviticus 19:19, says don't even put on your back, on your shoulders, a cloth made half of hemp and half of cotton. Don't even mix the clothing. You think that the Creator wants you to inject into the most powerful life-sustaining liquid, the seawater that is in your blood, the lymph, the lymphatic system, the immunization waterway. You think the Creator wants you to inject all of this garbage, all of this man-made waste, genocidal weaponry? Absolutely not. So the best way to get these doctors and the nurses and the school administrators to wake up, unfortunately, is somehow you got to either inject them with something. And the best thing I can think of to inject them with is some real clear government documentation. Put it in front of their faces. Basically, show them. On page 427, for example, I literally reprinted in black and white the United States government contract under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab called Litton Bionetics, the medical subsidiary of the mega military weapons contracting firm called Litton Industries. It's important to know that. Important to know that President of Litton Industries, named Roy Ash, is still leading among the leaders of the Republican fundraising initiatives for the Republican Party. So Reverend Wright certainly had his data accurate in his analysis and conclusions based on evidence that we provided. The concept now that our children have this leukemias and these lymphomas in such hideously high numbers. You know, folks, literally, if you read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, make yourself educated. You'll have more knowledge at the end of it than in virology and infectious diseases and the truth about vaccinations than 99% of the doctors in practice today. Give yourself a gift. Give the doctors a gift. Give the health administrators a wake-up call. Give them a copy of Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Calling toll-free 888-508-4787 or going online to healthyworldstore.com will get you that book. The book is $29 and change, with a few dollars extra for shipping and handling. Well worth it for this holiday season. Wake some people up and save some lives. Now, the truth about that hepatitis B vaccine campaign that triggered the international AIDS pandemic, and that's why we have gay men were literally cited for spreading AIDS and being the primary cause of AIDS in the early years of the AIDS pandemic. It was false. It was a cover-up. It was partly a cover-up of the hepatitis B vaccines that literally were given to gay men in New York City, in the Village, that volunteered because they were told by volunteering for this injection, they would be benefiting humanity. And they told the African villagers the same years, 1972 through 1974, that if they took this hepatitis B vaccine, they would ward off other local plagues, such as hepatitis. They were lied to. They were injected with the Litton Bionetics strains of the AIDS-like viruses. And all of that is very, very meticulously documented, scientifically referenced in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Read it. Quote, yes, it is genocide, end quote, said Ingrid Cassell regarding the secreted thimerosal study. The director of Vaccination Liberation Organization, with her mother, has researched and written on the mercury accumulating in children from vaccinations for nearly 30 years. The government has always been involved with Big Pharma, she says. So the scientific suppression of evidence condemning vaccine mercury and the child abusers in government and industry does not surprise me, she said, end quote. The officials who knew of this study, yet neglected or suppressed its reporting, should be indicted under federal organized crime laws. They're called RICO. Organized crime laws, the RICO statutes, for, quote, conspiracy with the vaccine industry to commit mass murder, condemning children to suffer serious illnesses, managed pharmaceutically, capriciously, and terminally for profit, end quote. Health officials have consistently promoted vaccines as central to their war on preventable diseases, luring families and children and elders into serious depression and drug addictions, restricting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Millions of people now must cope with vaccine injuries, maladies ranging from eczema and allergies to crippling autoimmune diseases and psychopathologies, as well as myriad cancers. Given these revelations about thimerosal, the mindset of health professionals, health officials, and vaccine administrators is reminiscent of last century's doctors who recommended cigarettes and cigarette smoking for health. The secreting of cigarette smoking risks and physical damages done by tobacco is much like this suppressed VSD study, neglected by those licensed to kill, pushing vaccines instead of tobacco. Well, there you have it. That's the press release that just went out from Healthy World Message Pro today to all the people on the network. We're also getting that off to all the folks in the OxySilver Now affiliate program. Folks, I don't know, have you not heard about OxySilver? Have you not heard that OxySilver can make all vaccinations and all antibiotics absolutely obsolete, unnecessary? That's right. It was developed for that purpose. It was developed to be given to purify the water in the space vehicles and the NASA space missions, and it was given to the astronauts to keep their immune systems propped up, and again, to defeat any infectious diseases that may come to the astronauts. That was the base product, and then we've advanced far beyond that. OxySilver, which I'm going to be presenting in a couple weeks, anybody in the Las Vegas area in the Southwest is welcome to join me, join my friends and colleagues, and join about 3,000 of the most conscious and conscientious medical doctors, not just in North America, but globally, that are assembling for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine meeting in Las Vegas, Nevada, beginning on the 11th of this month, December 2009. 2008. We're almost in 2009. So we're going to be presenting, I'm going to be presenting a paper in just a couple weeks. It's called Hydrosonically Engineering Freedom from Infectious Diseases, end quote. The topic of the discussion is not so much of the product called OxySilver, although that's the main product that we're pushing because ultimately it's saving lives. Just read the testimonials. Read the science. Be aware that this is basically a mineral water that has the capacity to knock out every bacteria, virus, every pathogen that shouldn't be in your body. It has the capacity to literally electrocute it. All of these pathogens, all of the bacteria, viruses, the parasites even, all of those things that are taxing your immune system, if you want to get rid of them and be not only prepared to defeat all of the attacking flu germs this season, literally you want to get on OxySilver. Take a teaspoon a day. Be preventative. It's a wonderful prevention. If you feel a cold or a flu coming on, here's what you do. You know that first sign that you get? You know, you get this kind of like feeling. You get a sense. It's more like a spiritual or a sixth sense that you're coming down with something. At that moment, if you take 3 teaspoons of OxySilver and you do it with prayer and you pray earnestly, this product, folks, I'm going to tell you more about it. It's meant to be used with prayer. It is an awesome, awesome prayer accelerator, an amplifier, because ultimately it carries the most powerful healing frequency of the universe, 528, the love frequency. And by the way, in the coming weeks, we're going to have some awesome more revelations and news about the 528 hertz frequency. And tonight on the Inside Hour, I should open up the phones too. We're going to talk a little bit about the concert for the Living Waters. Live H2O. Lots of things are happening. Wonderful things are happening. We are evolving into having and manifesting the gathering of the 144,000 people prophesied in Revelation 14:1 that comes together in the end times to sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this planet completely out of the hypocrisy and the lunacy that we're engaged in when we read about mercury toxicity. So we've got the solutions. Solution, the universal solvent, water. This miracle water called OxySilver, it's literally a mineral miracle water with two things going for it that are sensational besides what NASA developed for its scientists, by its scientists for its astronauts. This nanoparticle size covalently bonded silver, silver that is literally bonded to the water. It's bonded to the oxygen in the water so that it goes in, it does its dirty work, it electrocutes the germs, and then leaves the body entirely. 96% and plus, between 96 and 97% of the silver particles, the nanosilver particles that go into your body in any teaspoon that you take leaves within 24 hours. And that's remarkable. It's completely unlike the colloidal silvers of the past that were heavy, they were large particles, they were not bonded to the water, and they dropped out and they remained in the tissue. And that's what a lot of people are concerned about. It's called argyra. It is a tattooing of the skin left by the old colloidal silvers. They were good for what they did. You never should take them every day. I said that for years now. But now we don't even have to worry about it because we have the new generations of the silver hydrosols. And the most advanced is called OxySilver. Why do I say it's the most advanced? Well, here's what we do. We take a double superconductor. We take water, which is a superconductor. It's a superconductor of sound. Sound is an electromagnetic frequency. It's a vibration. And that's why a whale off the coast of Hawaii can sing through the oceans to its relatives and be heard in South Africa, because water is a superconductor of energy. So is silver. Silver is one of the most electrically conductive of all the elements in the periodic table, surpassed only by copper. And close by is gold. And basically, if you know something about silver and gold and the monoatomics of those elements, boy, I'll tell you something, you're going to be blessed spiritually and physically. It takes some research, but that's what we're engaged in currently, to bring these types of understandings into the new products that are going to not only physically be our salvation, but also our spiritual evolution in terms of opening up this thing called the heart-mind and resolving the embittered, embattled, judgmental, and guilty, egoic mind, that is the left brain versus the right brain. So this whole concept of water being the universal solvent, being the superconductor along with silver of energy, is what we use in OxySilver to deliver the most powerful of all of the frequencies in the universe is 528 hertz frequency. Write it down, remember it. Commit it to memory. It's already in your heart. It is the center of your heart. It is the center of love. It is the love signal. It is the love channel. It is the love frequency vibration. It is the resonance. It is the hydrosonics that vibrate the solutions of the living waters all over the universe. Is hydrated. Water exists everywhere. And so, of course it does, because the entire universe operates what is called piezoelectrically. Piezoelectrically, what does that mean? It means that hydrogen, like in H2O, is the universal donor of the electrons, which oxygen then is the universal receiver of electrons. There's this balance and ongoing energy charge and interaction. It's called oxidative reduction reactions. You may have heard about it if you've studied chemistry. And that's what all energy is all about. It's about electron flow and electron transfers and electron sharing between different elements. And what happens when you transfer electrons, you transfer energy. The sun is made of about 98% hydrogen, and the rest of it mostly is helium. It's all hydrogen. And all of that energy from the sun, coming in the form of light and frequency vibrations, is all about electron flows. So the source of sustenance, water, hydration, electron transportation, communication from the divine heavenly throne, is based on the living water. That's why Jesus himself said, I am the living water. And that's why it also says in the end times in the book of Revelation at the end, read the last few chapters, I'm sorry, last few verses, it says, the crystal clear water will once again flow through the rivers and streams. That's your bloodstream. Humanity's bloodstreams is the crystal clear water, and the bloodstream that whose banks, the rivers and streams, humanity's bloodstreams that are referenced in the Bible, and the banks around us will be surrounded by the trees such as the tree of life, whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. That's why there's the Codex Alimentarius, German and British effort to suppress the botanicals and the herbs and the vitamins and put them all under satanic pharmaceutical control and medical, legislative, and statutory laws whereby if you're going to take them or prescribe them or sell them, then you're practicing medicine without a license and you will be fined, they tell you, and or arrested. That's all the satanic conspiracy to take away our access, humanity's access from these divine, magnificent, sustaining botanicals. So this is what is the true medicine. Our true medicine comes from the source, our glorious creator. And so let me open up the phone lines if you've got a question about tonight's presentation program and you've got a question about health and about water and or anything we've talked about the vaccination issue, the tragedy of this vaccination, how to get your children back to normal. Toll-free number to call for BBS Radio, and I want to thank also Seth and engineering tonight for controlling the program and for Doug Newsom, the Newsom family for supporting bbsradio.com that brings you the Inside Hour every week. And that toll-free number to call to get your questions answered or to contribute somehow on this program is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Give us a ring if you have a question or comment. So the concept that we now have an OxySilver affiliate program to save lives and also to prosper is what everything that we're doing is all about. There's nothing that we're doing that's not about that. Let me give you another wonderful example. I'm going to just share with you a little bit about this concert that we've got coming up. Mark your calendars, folks. Start praying for us. It would be really helpful every night before you go to sleep, every time you say a prayer. Pray for humanity's physical salvation and spiritual evolution, evolution of consciousness and an opening of the hearts. Please pray for that, and pray for that with the success also of all of the necessary resources coming together for Live H2O, the concert for the living water. Mark your schedule for next summer solstice, June 19th to the 21st, 2009. That weekend, internationally, there's going to be something unprecedented. An unprecedented global concert for the living water. To give thanks and express love for the creative juice. We've scheduled it now. We're working with a wonderful coalition of humanitarian servants and organizations to bring you this 72-hour event featuring artists, experts, artisans, recording artists, celebrities, honoring water for its sustaining and purifying presence. Live H2O is planned to test the omni-spiritual power of human hearts focused on love and thanks for everything that water provides. By the way, you know, if you've had attended this program in the past or listened to my most recent DVD, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, the Love Code DVD documentary. And by the way, next week, I'm announcing this now for the first time, next week we're going to have a new DVD. It's called the Love Code Seminar DVD. 3 hours of awesome edutainment where you will be completely blessed, riveted for that period, and you will be uplifted, edified by this awesome revelation of how water is the creative juice. In the beginning, there was the Creator and the water. Read Genesis. Read the beginning of Genesis, and you'll see I'm telling you the truth. At the same time that the Creator arrived, so did the water. The water was there in the beginning, just like the Creator was there in the beginning. That's why Jesus said, I am the living water. You have to understand, when you do your Bible study, water is part of the triune God. As part of the triune God, it makes you a god and a goddess with a small g, because 80% of your Holy Spirit-filled temple is full of the creative juice. So that means we've got to honor each other instead of judge each other. We've got to love each other instead of hate and commit atrocities against one another. We've got to put all of that insanity aside, eliminate the hypocrisy, so that we can bless humanity optimally, and that is divinely. So this is what we're up to here. This concert concept is a global baptism. It's literally what... Yeshua went to John the Baptist to get a blessing, to get a spiritual anointing, to begin his spiritual ministry, currently called Christianity. That whole concept of the way was through the water. And if you remember correctly, if you've done your Bible study, you know, John was thought to be by many the Messiah. And there he was, splashing around, having fun in the creative juice. And so this is the whole concept now, or so beginning of the concept of the living water. I pray that I'll have over the next 24 hours also on YouTube about a 12-minute segment that helps, parts one and part two. We've got to break it down. I uploaded it last night, and they pulled it off of YouTube because it was just a couple minutes too long. So I've got to break it into a couple parts, and it's a promotional and a little bit of an explanation on Live H2O, what I'm now sharing with you, the concert for the living water that we have planned. And that plan, if you've been listening to the Insight Hour, and if you can get online, go to the archives, and you can, for $2 a month, donate it to BBS Radio, you'll certainly get a lot more than your money's worth by listening to the archives just of this program, the Insight Hour, from previous shows that we talked about, this whole concert concept and the living waters. So this whole living water, Live H2O, is planned to test the omni-spiritual power of human hearts, focused on love and thanks for everything water provides. All theologies and cultures honor the universal solvent as part of God or central to Mother Nature. But recently, obviously, its purity and even presence has been tested by pollution and populations that generally take water for granted, just like they take God for granted. So this whole concept of bringing consciousness, uplifting, raising the awareness, and spiritually evolving this planet to where it should be, and simply not dumbed down, mind-control slaves of the Illuminati, of the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical industrialists that commit genocide under the guise of public health and national security. It's not about that. It's about creatively enjoying the love in our hearts and the expression of creation. That's what our lives was meant to be. Our destiny is yet to be fulfilled. You have to understand, and it's the most fundamental understanding, how the Creator created you is through the spoken word on the water, into the water. You have to understand that Holy Spirit of the Creator hovered over the faces of the water, divided the water from the water, entered into this now firmament, this dome, some Bibles call it, dividing the water molecules from the water molecules. You enter into the quantum field, the spiritual matrix, that is the musical mathematical matrix, through which the harmonics of resonance and frequency and ultimately divinity is expressed. And that this, then, is how creation happens, through frequency vibration. Word, such as the Bible, is considered. Word, sound. Torah is sung. Music, voices, nothing more powerful than the human voice for healing. The universal healer is love. The loving intent that the Creator created you and I in the image, in the imagination, and in the image, if the Creator creates through the spoken word on water, guess what we need to do? If the Creator sent us as children down here to school on earth, guess what? We would be prepared with the instruments to co-create peace on earth, universal prosperity, world health. All of these miraculous blessings are right here, right now. We have the capacity to administer this blessing and fulfill our destiny through this magnificent concert. We have the capacity to do what the Creator has been doing all along, recreating us and sustaining us musically, mathematically, harmonically, through this frequency of words spoken. The laws, this is the fundamental essence of the laws. The laws of physics depend on the musical mathematics of this matrix I'm talking about. It's referred to as the kingdom of heaven in the religious world. In the world of physics, it is the mathematical matrix. And we understand now, we have absolute certainty, that 528 hertz frequency is the center of this magnificent wave, is the center of this magnificent sea, this currency flow, beyond money, currency, current, now, the ocean of life, the living water, the stream is here, right now. It's in your Holy Spirit-filled temple. It's surrounding you. It is all around you. And its essence is love. And you open your heart to it and commune with it. And it uplifts you, it sustains you. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in that matrix, like there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. So there's no dis-ease. It's all harmonics. It's all resonance of perfection. It is paradise. It is shalom. It is peace. It is the place where the lion lies down with the lamb. So this is what the Creator had intended for you and I. We were created in the image of the Creator and given the creative instruments, the lips, to be able to articulate with prayer. And there's the most important fundamental understanding. You are, I am, a creation of love from prayer. We are the manifestation of God's prayer. With loving heart, the Creator created us in the image of the Creator to be powerful co-creators. And with this powerful co-creative capacity, we now take response, ability to address and honor the living waters, all of earth, with the truth that shall set us free, the most important truth being love is the universal healer. And so with loving hearts, we will join on June 19th to the 21st. On the 21st, we will have the main, quote, love water experiment. That love water experiment is going to join 144,000 of our voices online on an online temple at liveh2o.org. You can go online and visit it right now. www.live2o.org. The site loads a little slow, but have patience. It's well worth the wait. Read all about it and visit the temple that's online. Never in the history of humanity have we had the opportunity to join 144,000 voices in cyberspace and direct that signal, that combined signal, to at least 9 main venues internationally. I just wrote, by the way, a memo to the concert organizers and our co-creators internationally. I just did that yesterday. And we now have 13 venues that have been pledged by wonderful, huge-hearted people whose names are not just written in the book of life on earth, but for eternity. The Creator absolutely, most certainly, will grant the most profound blessings for those who contribute prayer and more to this magnificent, life-changing, earth-transforming event, Concert for the Living Water. So on Sunday the 21st, we're going to chant together, and that signal of 144,000 of us joined in cyberspace being directed with very excellent audio quality, sent to the 9 venues, thereby joined by hundreds of thousands of others internationally, whose combined signal will then be broadcast via Tesla technology through to the living waters, through all of the river waterways and streams and the oceans, will receive the heartfelt, loving intent articulated through the prayerful lips of all of us joined together. And we shall then send that loving thanks into the living water, which has consciousness. It changes dramatically, structurally, by prayer. And we will receive from that a resonance blessing for humanity, because the living water and the concept of entrainment, the ocean water masses are so huge and our bodies liquid so small, yet the entrainment for that reason shall occur, whereby the love signal that goes out through all the waters will be felt by every single one of us. The end result is that our hearts will open with joy and love in celebration of this divine marriage between humanity and divinity in this musical mathematical blessing that we will be administering. Marrying, literally, in this sense, we will be marrying the universal solvent water with the universal language, music, in 528. We will be raising our voices in harmony with love, and that music will be going into the waters and then coming back, vibrating back to our own body waters. Those who have been preparing, those who have been listening, those whose ears are open to hear, with eyes to see truth that shall set us free, such as this Insight Hour Weekly is all about, those of us who are doing the right thing by the Creator. Right standing means righteous, righteousness. That means not living in sin. Sin comes from the Greek archery term, to be off the mark. You're not in with the flow. You're not in the current sea. You're not in that flow of divinity. You have been out of that mark, out of that matrix, and you are now in dissonance. That's sin. So come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues and her lunacy and her hypocrisy and her psychopathology, and get into the flow. The concert for the living water is about being in the flow. And so this most certainly is going to be a historic event, and you are invited to participate. That's why I ask for you to pray. We need, some say, I don't, but some of us have different creative concepts. I have to honor you just as you have to honor me. Some say in our group we need about $2.5 million because they want to invite the world's media. They want to invite, and by the way, folks, we don't need it. I know we don't need it. You know we don't need it. You know the Creator doesn't need it. Creator can do anything the Creator pleases, anytime, anywhere. That's the musical mathematical matrix, the parallel universes that operate right here, right now, beyond the three limited senses that we operate on. So the metaphysical planes, the spiritual, the omni-spiritual realities, and that integrate all theology and all religious sectarianism. All of this is superseded by the oneness, by the unity of divinity, currently blessing humanity. And this capacity is what we shall use to bring not just the voices together, but to administer 1,000 years of world peace. The vision that we have the capacity to now manifest because of these revelations and the technologies that have been advanced. You know, you could curse the internet, and you could curse wireless, and I certainly curse those cancer sticks called cell phones. I don't like them. I try not to use them. I discourage and take them away from my children. I don't want people that I love to be killing themselves. But you know what? The Creator has the capacity to turn Satan into something that works for the good. And we've seen that over and over again, not just in the Bible, but if you've been paying attention to your own life, it happens every single day, pretty much, to every single one of us. There are no accidents. None. Einstein said that. The word accident should be stricken from the dictionary. It's all divine appointments. It's all divine synchronicities. It's all judgment. It's all karma. It's all as you sow, so shall you reap. And a most important understanding, fundamental as prayer is, to the creationistic whole concept that we are the manifestation of loving prayer. Equal to that importance is this understanding of how we must apply this to serve others, to be of meaningful service, to bring our prayers for goodness and not evil. And so this is the great battle that has been throughout the millennia, and that this is now the time in history where we shall overcome, that we shall integrate and use everything that is here right now to apply it and advance so that we can terminate the tragedy and celebrate with all humanity the prosperity in all ways that is coveted, that is contracted, that the Creator promised and currently promises. So this is the question that I have. Do you have the capacity to hold in your heart this drive for true perfection as the Creator meant it and intends it? You are perfect. You are whole. You are complete. You are capable and worthy of performing miracle after miracle after miracle, because that's who you are, and that's who the Creator created you to be, as a miracle worker. This is the time to fulfill what Yeshua the Messiah said, that you shall be on the earth but no longer of it. You'll be operating in what this three-dimensional plane, this illusion, when there's all these other multi-dimensions, this whole spiritual realm, and it is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle, nor even celebrate. It is a spiritual process. There's principalities and spiritual realities that we must now engage and can and are now engaging. Every single one of you that have been a true supporter of Dr. Len Horowitz for years now is experiencing, like I am, divine synchronicities over and over again, miracle after miracle, manifestation after manifestation, prayers coming quickly, manifesting magnificently, miraculously. It's all happening right here, right now. And it's not on the boob tube. It's in your real life. It's not in a vicarious life, hypnotized by the hypnosis machines on television. It is right here, right now. It's happening right now. And so the reality is, let's celebrate together. And that's what this concert for the living water is about. Now let me, before we end tonight, and before you stay tuned to my good friend and partner, our beloved Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints coming up on BBS Radio, I want you to support this ministry, not just with your prayers, but with your gift giving. Part of the fundamental understanding of how the Creator works joyfully, always giving, forever giving, with love and joy, is this concept that giving is receiving. So please, find in your heart that space that certainly wants to give to others this holiday season with the things that can not only wake them up to what's going down, the genocide, the iatro genocide, the vaccine intoxications, all of these risks that people are not aware of, such as through the book Emerging Viruses, the In Lies We Trust DVD, but also give them the gift of life and sustenance, the full understanding. The new DVD that's coming out shall give you and your friends and family, your loved ones, this more complete, full understanding of revelation divine for our spiritual evolution as well as physical salvation. So get the upcoming, it's next week we'll have it. It is called the Love Code Seminar DVD. And in the meantime, get the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. The DVD called Walk on Water is excellent. It'll also give you a fabulous revelation to take your next step. And the greatest way to support this whole ministry and mission. And the concert for the living water. By the way, the t-shirts are in too. You've got to go online, check out the beautiful t-shirts for promoting Live H2O, the concert for the living water, at healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com. Toll-free number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. Too late to call now. Call tomorrow morning. They'll be in the office early Pacific time, about 8:30 in the morning. Thanks so much for joining Dr. Len Horowitz on the Inside Hour. It's been another wonderful night. I look forward to praying with you in the spirit to fulfill the divine destiny of this magnificent planet and its people. Love you. Talk to you next week again. Again, stay tuned for Don Nikoloff right here on BBS Radio.